This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel's military says its fighter jets hit Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip on Friday, shortly after a week-long truce expired. Israel releasing a statement Friday accusing Hamas of violating the framework of the truce agreement by not releasing the abducted women and launching rockets toward Israel. The renewed fighting comes a day after Hamas freed 8 Israeli hostages in exchange for Israel's release of more Palestinian prisoners. AP correspondent Norman Hall has that part of the story.
The latest exchange extends the ceasefire in Gaza by another day, but any further renewal of the truce, now in its 7th day, could prove more daunting because Hamas is expected to set a higher exchange rate for many of the remaining hostages. International pressure has mounted for the truce to continue. Hamas's deadly attack on October 7th has been followed by Israeli bombardment and a ground campaign. Thousands of Palestinians in Gaza have been killed, and more than three-quarters of the population of 2.3 million have been uprooted. I'm Norman Hall.
New York Republican Congressman George Santos refuses to resign, leading up to a vote Friday on his expulsion. That story and more coming up in the next hour. Meantime, the Republican majority House of Representatives passed measures, a measure that is, that would permanently freeze the $6 billion recently transferred by the U.S. in prisoner swap with Iran. The resolution in response to the Islamic Republic's alleged role in the deadly attacks last month by Hamas on Israel. The measure is unlikely to receive support in the Democrat-controlled Senate. U.S. officials noted the money has not yet been made available to Iran and can only be used for humanitarian purposes. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. On the climate conference initial first day, Thursday, a fund is set up for countries hit by disasters like floods and droughts. We get the details from AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Nearly all of the world's nations finalized the creation of a fund to help compensate countries struggling to cope with loss and damage caused by climate change, seen as a major first-day breakthrough at this year's UN Climate Conference, as early cash started going into it. Sultan Al-Jaber, COP28's president, hailed the first decision to be adopted on day one of any COP and said his country, the United Arab Emirates, would chip in $100 million to the fund. Other countries have stepped in with big-ticket commitments, including Germany, also at $100 million. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration is trying to fix the problem with cockpit recordings that get erased too quickly. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the details.
The cockpit voice recorder is one of the two so-called black boxes that capture data that is used to investigate crashes and close calls. In one case in January, an American Airlines plane crossed an active runway at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport without permission from air traffic controllers, forcing a Delta Airlines flight to abort a takeoff and brake to a stop. Investigators, however, were unable to hear what the American pilots were doing because they took off for London and the recorder taped over all the cockpit sounds after 2 hours. Regulators in Europe already require the 25-hour recording for new planes over a certain weight. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An appeals court is reinstating a gag order against former U.S. President Donald Trump. Ed Donahue has the story.
Trump has repeatedly disparaged a law clerk in his New York civil fraud trial, including baseless allegations about the clerk's personal life.
It's a case that should be dismissed immediately. The fraud was on behalf of the court. The court was the fraudster in this case.
The one-sentence decision comes 2 weeks after an individual appellate judge put the gag order on hold while the appeals process played out. Trial Judge Arthur Angaron imposed the restriction and said he now plans to enforce the gag order rigorously and vigorously. Trump attorney Christopher Keis called it a tragic day for the rule of law. I'm Ed Donahue.
Russia's Supreme Court has effectively outlawed LGBTQ plus activism in the most drastic step against advocates of gay, lesbian, and transgender rights in an increasingly conservative country. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.